This show is supported by State Farm. You have insurance for your home, your health, and your car. Why don't you have insurance for your small business? So many small business owners think they don't need or don't even know about small business insurance. Protecting a source of revenue is one thing, but so is protecting all of your hard work and your team members. State Farm agents are all small business owners too, so they know how to help small business owners choose personalized policies that fit their budgets. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Talk to your local agent today.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to another episode of the HP Podcast. I'm your host, Dustin, here with me, the Matchy Matchy Boys.
Hey.
Ben.
Hello.
And Phil.
What's up?
How are you now?
Fantastic. How you doing? How are you?
Doing well.
Excellent.
Can't complain. You know, I feel kind of left out that I didn't. You guys are wearing the Bethesda Game Day shirt from PAX, which is a very comfortable shirt.
Very comfortable.
Kind of wish I could have wore it.
It's a nice hot summer day, so it was a good day for it.
It is pretty hot out right now.
It's pretty hot today.
It's, but you know, at this point, I feel like I'm used to it. It's just.
Yeah, I'm not.
Not used to you.
No. I never get used to the hot. Yeah. My work is so cold. Like, I can wear sweatshirts at work.
Mine too.
Yeah. So then you go outside and it's just really hot.
Kind of sucks. So, Phil, it's been a while. A
couple weeks.
How are you?
It's been a while.
The official HP podcast theme song.
No,
it's been a few weeks, but yeah, been good. Nice to be off early on a Tuesday when we record, so here we are.
Very nice.
You had some other business to attend to this evening?
I did. I mean, it was just dinner, but yeah.
Oh, okay.
I went to dinner with Neil and Nate.
Nice.
Yeah. When someone asks you to go to dinner that you haven't seen in like 6 years, you usually say yes.
Before you leave this place.
Yes, it's the first time I've been around. You have something for me?
I have something for you in my car.
Yes.
Don't let me forget it because I will.
Okay. Oh, I know what it is.
Yeah, you do.
Ooh.
Ooh.
Ben, how are you?
I'm great.
Great?
So good.
So good.
It's
specifically for any reason?
No.
Okay. No, that's fine.
Just feeling good.
That's good. I'm fine with that.
I'm a little disoriented. I haven't been like existing in the world other than my own little family for a couple days.
Yeah. Me too. Like 6 weeks.
It's been weird. Well, no, it's been like 3 days for me, but I'll explain more about that in a little bit.
Yeah. Okay. Cool. I'm doing all right. Can't complain.
Good. I don't know if anyone asked, but it's good to know.
I want to let you know how I am.
That's
you know,
good.
I'm doing pretty decent.
Good.
This is the HP Podcast, your weekly gaming podcast from handsomephantom.com. It's a website that's all about video games, but you probably already know that by now.
If you don't.
I want to give a quick shout out. As we've been shouting out, we have a new show, newish show, I guess, at this point. It's a couple weeks old.
But it's old news.
Yeah, it's old news.
It's like
but
a
we're
month
doing
old.
An Evangelion podcast, Boo and I. It's going very well. Got a nice little community going in the Discord. So if you like anime, maybe you should check it out.
Or if you like just podcasts.
Or if you like podcasts. It's a nice time.
Yeah.
So that's about it for the plugs. Boys, I got a very serious question for you guys.
Wait. Well, I have one other plug.
Okay.
This is not something that you need to like do a lot with. But if you're out there and you're a frequent Reddit user and you just want to help support the community, go to r/handsomephantom. We have a subreddit. It basically just posts our new articles like as they come out. It's an automatic IFTTT. Like it just sends them over. You can comment. You can interact there if you want to. Or if you want to post stuff in there, that's fine too. No pressure. It's just like a light thing. But it's more about like SEO and putting our stuff out there. So if you are a frequent Reddit user or even if you're not and you just want to subscribe to the channel, that's great. We're not expecting it to be like huge just to help get our stuff out there.
I love Reddit. It's the lifeblood of this country.
You hate
now,
Reddit.
Actually, Phil, I thought of you.
Yeah.
Because you were like, why can't there be a Twitter just for the Marvel
universe? I know.
Universe?
It's probably a subreddit.
Like, go to the Marvel subreddit.
There's multiple.
Probably. But you got to. I just want to like download like Marvel Twitter. And like I don't have to like search for subreddits. And It just, it gets scarier the deeper and deeper you go into those.
That is true. Subs. That is entirely true.
So.
I have a very serious question for you boys.
Yes.
No dreams anymore? No dreams?
No, we're doing dreams. I just wanted to change it up.
All right.
Keep everybody on your toes.
Nice. Okay.
This week's a very serious question. Remember, for anyone who's new, this is a question must be taken seriously. No joking around here.
Right.
This week's very serious question is multi-layered, but I think it'll make sense. The question is, has Bill Clinton seen hentai? And if he has, was it on purpose, and did he enjoy it?
You want me to start?
Whoever feels led.
I believe Bill Clinton has not seen hentai. And I believe he would enjoy it if he did. But I feel like he's the kind of guy at this point that just doesn't really know how to use the internet and things like that. He used to go to Hillary for that kind of stuff, but I don't think that relationship's where it once was. I don't feel like she's helping him find things online as much these days. Along that line, I saw a really funny thing the other day. I'm just going to put this in real fast. Somebody put a thing on Twitter or something asking, what's the worst job advice you've ever been given? And Monica Lewinsky replied, get a job or an internship at the White House. It'll look good on your resume.
Oh.
Yeah.
Damn.
So there's that. But I do not believe he has. No.
Okay.
No, but I think he'd like it. I think he'd be super into it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Bill, now, Georgie boy, old George W., I'll bet he's seen a little hentai in his day.
I like the anime titties.
I can see that.
Oh, wait. Fuck, we...
Sorry.
Very serious question.
I'm sorry.
Wow.
I'm sorry.
We should remove ourselves.
I answered the question
technically,
seriously.
He answered the question seriously, and the moderator broke the rule. So.
Correct.
Ben?
I think that Bill Clinton has seen hentai. I think he does like it or did like it, at least in some way, shape, or form. Now, I don't necessarily believe that he intended to see it when he did. And I think similar to Phil's response, a lot of it comes to do with just the age which he is. Now, not to say that at that age you couldn't use the internet or something like that, but he's been in the public eye for so long, and you know he's got the Secret Service people and everything now, that like there's less and less chances to get away to looking at hentai for Bill Clinton.
Right.
So even if he knew really how to use the internet, he probably has people who help him use the internet at this point, just because he's like, hey, pull up Google for me, and they do it.
Right. Yeah.
So I don't think he's like seeking it out. Now, there is the possibility that like Bill Clinton could be at a video, like a Blockbuster, like the last Blockbuster in the world, and see it and rent it or something. But I doubt he would do that. But I think he has seen it. He did enjoy it. But it's not something he was actively seeking out and probably doesn't even know how to. He just, like in his head, he's like, I just need to go to Japan for this.
I'd like to see him and Stanley sit there and watch it together.
Yeah, it's art.
It is art.
Ben, I think I'm with you.
I thought you,
you
meant Stan Lee.
Ben,
I'm with you. I think that he didn't intentionally seek it out.
Yeah.
But I think he has it personally delivered now.
I think it's in the Presidential Book of Secrets. Like, they tell you, like, here are all the
things. Don't cage me, bro.
Here are all the things about the world that, as president, you don't necessarily need to know, but you should know about.
Mm. Hentai.
Hentai is one of them, yeah.
Hentai.
It's not number one. No, it's like number 138.
138.
But it's there.
138.
Okay.
Yeah.
I think we've come up with a definitive answer now at this point between all of those answers. So
lock it in. It's canon.
Lock it in. All right. Phil, I'm going to have you kick us off with a dream.
A dream.
And I don't know if you've been listening to the show while you haven't been here. It's now a dream and a shout out.
A dream and a shout out. I think I dreamed and shout out one.
Oh, night. One time. Did. Okay. Yeah. I couldn't remember when it started.
You made me shut it down because you wanted to talk about my shout out, I think, later
on.
Oh,
on the show.
Yes.
Fair enough.
So, a dream and a shout out. Dream and a shout out.
Wish and a dream. Six seasons of a movie.
Right.
Could be.
So, I tell you, I am dreaming. We talked about this downstairs. I have been dreaming about the ninth film from Quentin Tarantino coming out July 26th. So, I'm looking forward to that. Very excited to see Once Upon a Time in Hollywood.
What is it even about? I saw
the
trailer.
It's about a lot of stuff. And that's
Quentin Tarantino.
So, yeah. So, my wife, we watched a trailer the other day, and she's like, I want to see this. And I said, but you don't like violence. And looking at the trailer, she says, that's not a violent movie. It's about a Hollywood actor in that time period and a stunt double. I said, that's what the trailer is showing you. But the fact that it says Quentin Tarantino in big letters, and the fact that it's rated for strong bloody violence.
And it's about a murder, isn't
it? And it's about a murder. It takes place, so it has, you know, it deals with Sharon Tate also and the whole Charles Manson murders. I think someone, and I, you know, obviously I don't know, but somebody gets involved with Charles Manson. Sharon Tate, I think, is, or maybe Charles Manson's one of their neighbors. I don't know. But somehow the actors, and it's all going to come together. And I have a feeling, this is my own, I think it's going to go the Inglourious Bastards route. Mm. And I think Charles Manson might get the Hitler treatment at the end of this film. Whoa. That's just me. Might be wrong.
The Hitler treatment.
The Hitler treatment. So, I mean, I can't see any other reason for that much violence to be in there, but we'll see. We'll see.
Right.
I'm very much looking forward to it. Tarantino's last, like, five films have been, like, my number one or number two of the year.
Mm. And they've also all been his last movie that he was ever going to do.
He said he was doing 10, and now he's saying this might be it. But also, he's, like, writing Star Trek. I don't know what he's doing anymore.
What is up with that?
I don't really know. I don't think it's actually happening. I just think it's something he always wanted to do, and that's kind of that.
It'd be such a left, out of left field thing.
Yeah. Yeah, it would. But that is what I've been dreaming of.
Dude, can you imagine like Tarantino's Star Trek? It'd be phenomenal.
I would love it. It would be incredible. Yeah. Hopefully, we don't have to imagine it. Maybe someday we'll actually see it.
Hopefully.
Yeah. Boy, shout out. I'm going to give Nintendo a shout out. They've got some bangers coming up this month, I think. Mm. So I'm looking forward to playing some Fire Emblem in a couple of weeks, actually the same day as the Tarantino film. Mm. You know, I'm demoed it at E3 and I'll probably end up playing a little bit of Marvel Ultimate Alliance 3.
When's that?
Friday. That comes out this Friday.
This Friday.
Yeah. That comes out this Friday.
Our PR people are terrible.
Yeah. Maybe we cut that part out. And also just the announcement.
I'm about to redeem it here in a minute. So.
The announcement of the Switch Lite. I think, you know, we've been talking about getting a second Switch. Me and my wife go on separate trips sometimes, or if I go away and she goes away, one of us can still play. So I'm looking forward to the Switch Lite. I think Nintendo's got some big things coming. So my shout out goes to the Big N. I'd like to see a little more of Jeff Bowser. See what he's all about, but yeah, I think they have some good stuff coming up.
Jeff Bowser,
is that his name? What's his name? Doug Bowser.
Doug Bowser. Doug
I think
Bowser.
You were thinking of Jeff Bezos.
Yeah, probably.
Dang. Hey, just to clarify, since you were confused, I'm sure other people are too. When I said RPR people, I meant ours and as in Handsome Phantom, which by that I meant me.
Oh, okay. Our Nintendo PR rep is terrible. No, we don't.
No,
have
she's
one.
Very responsive.
Oh, we have one of those.
We do.
Okay.
Well,
she sounds lovely.
Technically, she works for Golan, but yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Good. Good.
Yep.
Benji.
Yeah.
Tell me about your dreams.
I'm going to tell you about my shout outs first.
Oh, fair enough.
The first one, I'm giving a shout out to myself.
Wow.
I know. It's crazy.
I will reserve judgment until.
On Saturday night, we decided, my wife and I decided we were going to go to out between like Harrisburg and Lancaster. To visit my cousin and his wife, who were they're like traveling RV full time, and their son, and so we went out. I didn't have any meetings scheduled for yesterday, which was Monday.
Wow,
that's usually my like get everything else for the week done that I need to get done day, and then today I had a couple that I moved around for the rest of the week or even into next week, and so we were there Sunday, yesterday, which was Monday, and today, which was Tuesday. I know you're listening on Wednesday or later, but to Tuesday. We left that area, which was about a little under 5 hours, but, you know, with stopping and stuff. And I timed it so that I got back to my house, walked inside, used the restroom in about 30 seconds, turned around and came here and was like 4 minutes late.
Wow.
So I'm going to say shout out to me.
Impressive.
I came back. I could have stayed till tomorrow, but I came back to be with you boys.
Wow.
For the and boys. The audience.
Wow, that's incredible. I would have just probably taken a microphone, but good for you.
I had a microphone good with me, yeah. But I really just, I needed to be back tomorrow anyway, yeah, for tomorrow. I'm cheating. I'm using two shout outs. This is what I was saying about another PR person. Just a shout out to, we don't do this real often, and he's not listening to the show, I'm positive, I'm pretty sure. Chris Kramer from 47 PR.
Yes.
Is leaving 47 PR. He's going back internal. I mean, he's going back like to an internal studio. He hasn't announced what it is yet. He just made the announcement today. He's leaving 47. But I will say we work with a lot of PR people, and Chris has been always responsive, even if he can't directly help us out with what he needs, but he's always responsive. And he sent us like codes that we gave out on this podcast as giveaways, and he's gotten us into events and gone above and beyond. So just a shout out to Chris Kramer, who will, again, will never listen to this, but
shout out to Chris.
Shout out to Chris.
Nice.
This show is supported by State Farm. Insurance is a part of any solid financial plan. Making sure you have the important things in life covered is one of the best ways to give yourself a little breathing room when things go awry. It's important to protect not only your business, but yourself as a business owner and all current and future team members. State Farm agents know what it takes to run and protect a small business because State Farm agents are all small business owners and they live and work in your community. So they're deeply attuned to what's happening with other small businesses in your market. If you have a small business and are interested in making sure you're protected, reach out to your local State Farm agent to learn more about what you need. They'll help you find the right policy at the right price for your business. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Talk to your local agent today.
My dream is also related to my first shout out. When I was
dreaming
today,
about yourself
a little bit. Today, when we were out there, we went to some caverns, some caves.
Okay.
Took the boys to some caves. Indian Echo.
I was going to ask if it was Indian Echo.
It was Indian Echo. Have you been there?
That
Indian
was a
Echo?
Favorite place of mine as a kid.
Really?
Yeah. It's right outside Hershey.
Yeah.
Between Hershey, Harrisburg.
Yeah. So we went to Indian Echo, and it was just, I mean, like I was inside the caverns like 6 hours ago. So it was great.
Yeah.
It was a good time. It's, I mean, I've been nice to some there. Caverns before, but they were all like pre-kids. My wife and I went to some on our honeymoon and a couple other times. So, but these were the first times I got to take my kids to any.
That's awesome.
Lots of fun.
Was the arcade still open there? They used to have an arcade and like a mini golf.
They had them
right there.
They had them. I didn't think it was owned by them.
I don't think it is, but it's like back the same.
Yeah, it's still there. We kind of like quickly drove by it so the kids didn't ask to go there so that we could get in and out of the caves, you know?
Makes sense.
And get back so I could do the podcast.
Right.
But it was just a lot of fun. I mean, it was good. I've been to lots of different caves. It was probably not my favorite that I've ever been to, but it was certainly like,
yeah,
I really enjoyed it. And there was a lot of cool things there.
Little gift shop's nice, too, I remember.
It's another thing I tried to avoid because of the kids.
I remember my parents got me a toy gun there when I was a kid, and I would play Civil War in the backyard.
Yeah.
I had a musket.
Most of the thing about most of the, like, caves and things like that, the kitschy kind of stuff that, like, the tickets are already a little bit expensive. They're not that bad considering they got to maintain these caves. But you go inside the gift shop, and it's like, here are three things related to the experience you just had.
Right. Yeah.
Here is a unicorn headband.
Bunch of rock candy. Well, I guess that would
apply. No, the rock candy makes sense. Here are some shirts with turtles on them. Yeah. And like all this other weird stuff. And it's like the kids don't care about the cave.
No. It used to be a lot more Indian toy related. Like when I remember going as a kid and I went back as an adult. And as a kid, it was a lot more like, and it, honestly, probably for a lot of reasons.
It's probably, but yeah.
I mean, they said, you know, I remember buying a headdress there and a bunch of stuff that they just
that's
can't
not
sell
quite
anymore.
As in vogue anymore or, you know, acceptable.
Obviously. It was the early 90s.
Not that it was then, but we didn't know any better.
We didn't have the internet yet, so we didn't know it was wrong.
That's right.
Yeah, but that's a very nice, I like it out there.
Yeah.
That's nice.
Yeah. Very cool.
There we go.
Now, Phil, do I need to be asked what my dream is?
No, share? I'll ask you. What's your dream? Okay. What's your dream? And give me a shout out.
My dream right now, Phil,
give Phil specifically a shout out. Give
Phil a shout out for asking me about my shout out.
Nice.
My dream right now is I've ordered all the parts for my new PC.
Nice.
They will all be here on Friday. I'm very excited. I haven't built a PC in a couple years now. I bought a very nice, it's actually, it was a relatively inexpensive case at like $90. I don't know if you guys have seen the NZXT.
Oh, you're building an entirely new one.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
I wasn't going to, but then I thought it's just going to be better that way. I wanted to do it the right way.
The point where you were at with that new graphics card, you pretty much needed to rebuild your motherboard anyway.
So. Well, yeah. I may not have mentioned on the show, I got a 2080 on the low.
Yeah.
And I put it in this computer, and it does not perform very well.
Right.
Because my CPU is so behind. So I got the new Ryzen 2700X, and it's going to be great for all my production work as well as gaming. And I'm just very excited. Building a PC is a very fun thing to do. So hopefully it turns out all right. We'll see. I'll give an update next week on the PC build. My shout out is, I don't feel like I have a very good one. I'll just give a shout out to Carly Rae Jepsen,
nice.
Who I saw on Sunday. She rocked. It was a very good time. Though, Phil, I was telling you, Ben, here's the thing. I want to tell this to Ben in the audience because I already told you, Phil. But
right.
This show was in Cleveland. Mm-hmm. And so we're from Pittsburgh-ish area. And it's a little over 2 hours.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like when I was 18 or 19, it's like you got to drive two hours home after a show. No problem. That would be not a problem at all. You get home, you'd probably play World of Warcraft for a couple hours after you got home.
Yeah.
I was struggling on the way home. I was like, I don't know do I need to pull over? Do I need to get a Red Bull? Like,
what time was it?
I think we got home at about 1.
Okay.
So it really wasn't that late.
Yeah.
But
so let me tell you, I made that drive home one night. I think this was 2007. I went out to a baseball game.
Mm-hmm.
So like we didn't leave there till 10:30, 11. I stopped on the turnpike to get a Starbucks. They forgot to put the coffee into my probably got a white chocolate mocha. So what I got was a steaming cup of chocolate. White chocolate soy milk.
That'll put you to sleep.
Not had breast milk, but that's what I picture it tasting like. Oh. Yeah.
Hmm.
You think breast milk tastes like chocolate?
White chocolate and soy. I think it would be delicious, but it probably would. Void of coffee. I mean,
wow.
I have no kids, so having children is just as fiction to me as Peter Pan.
I just want to clarify one thing.
Doesn't taste like that.
I have two children.
You still haven't tasted it?
I've not tasted breast milk. So.
Okay. I'm a curious guy. I just would want to know.
Hmm.
But anyway, they forgot to put the coffee in.
Dang.
So just a steaming pile of soy milk.
When did you figure it out?
When I looked and it was just all white. I opened it up. There was no, that coffee brown.
Like once you were in the car?
Yeah, I was in the car.
Okay.
I made my ex-wife go in because I was too angry at that point. And get
oh, so you got a new one.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, but like if I went in, I would have thrown it at the person. Like, I don't have a filter when it comes to that kind of stuff. Like, it's just 0 to 100. So I would have probably said a bunch of stuff I'd regret the next morning and maybe thrown it.
See, I've been with you when you've had like to ask for something.
Yeah.
I've never noticed
that. That was 10 years ago, 12 years ago. Ask John Pinchek and Nate Renwick and Adrian.
Friends of the show.
Friends of the show. About an experience we had in Philly when I got a parking ticket.
Okay.
The meter maids. Some things were said that I do not remember.
Wow.
I think I scared poor Adrian quite a bit that night. But yeah, but anyway, sorry, I didn't mean to hijack your thing, but
Done.
That's a rough trip that late at night. It's
I'm just saying that I'm only 25, but I could feel that I was not as young as I used to be.
Yeah.
I didn't even get up early. I went to church, but it was like
I definitely have a harder time driving in like 3 o'clock in the afternoon. Than I do. I mean, I'm a bit of a different case because I'm up at the middle of the night.
Right.
So
right.
It's like natural for me. But yeah, like 3 o'clock, that's my witching hour.
Mm.
I'm falling asleep.
Yeah. Actually, at work every day around 3 or 4, we call it like Red Bull time.
Yeah.
And we all go buy Red Bull.
You say, it's go time.
One of us will be like, I need wings. You need wings? Yeah. I think it's Red Bull time. Yep.
That's a good time. Ready for the news.
Yeah, we should probably talk about video games.
Yeah, let's go. So this is old news at this point, but I want to talk about it. Phil already mentioned it.
Yeah.
Nintendo Switch Lite.
Yeah.
It's been announced. It's going to be $199. It's going to be out in September. It's going to be in gray, turquoise, and yellow.
There we go. That's mine. I'm getting that yellow.
Now, real quick, just get out of the way. For the details for the people who don't know, it's a Switch that does not switch. It is portable only. It is like a tiny bit smaller than the regular Switch. Supposedly the battery life is a little bit better.
So it won't dock at all?
No.
No. It does not dock.
That's fine. I'm fine with that.
And that's really... Oh, yeah. The Joy-Cons do not detach.
Right. Which I like that for traveling.
Mm-hmm.
Like, yeah. I'm in. That'll be the to-go Switch.
The to-go Switch.
Mm-hmm.
So, Phil, you're all in.
I'm in. Day one. September 20th, I'll be buying a yellow.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. I know you like that blue one, that turquoise.
I do like the blue.
Yeah.
So I made a joke in the Slack, and you agreed with me, Phil, that I said I need to get one of these in order to save my marriage before Animal Crossing.
Yeah.
You need one now to save your marriage, it sounds like.
For Tetris. Like when we went to LA, that was the first thing she asked, can I play Tetris when you're gone? And I said, no, No, you can't.
And then you didn't play your Switch while you were gone.
I didn't really play it at all. I did. I played Let's Go Nuts a little bit because I had to review that on the flight. But we had
that game a month before embargo.
It's so early.
What the heck?
We had so early. Over. Because you're like, can you take on another game? It's not due till mid-July. I was like,
yeah, wow. I'll probably do that. I don't remember things I say.
I pretty much played the whole thing on the flight over, too. It was a pretty short game. But yeah, so we played a little bit on the flight. But yeah, she wanted to play. And she's actually taken a fairly long trip. So she needs one to take with her. And
yeah,
so I just want to make sure that we all understand what Phil is saying here. For $199.99 plus tax,
yes,
Phil is more than willing to buy something that will save his marriage.
Oh yeah.
But for $299.99, he is not.
That's correct.
Okay,
that's correct. It's not yellow. As you can tell by my phone,
you can get the yellow controllers.
Well, yeah, that's true, but that's
I'm kidding. Obviously, I don't think that you would actually jeopardize your marriage over $100, but it is funny the way you phrased it. I don't think I'm going to get one of these because I don't have a use for it.
No. Yeah.
Yeah.
My wife doesn't really like video games. She's happy for me to play them and enjoy them, but she doesn't ever want to play them, really.
And I've seen your kids play with a box, and they were happy.
My kids play with a box. They also love video games, but they're only ever playing the Switch if I'm playing with them.
Right.
So there's really no reason for me to buy a second one at this point.
Also the reason that I want it.
I don't not want it. Yeah. I just don't need it.
Oh, that's, I don't know what that means. What, need?
I'm with you.
I just don't know.
Here's my thing. If I were going to get the new Switch, right, I would probably sell my old Switch because I don't need two at once.
But then you can't dock it. You can never play docked.
Which is why I won't buy one. Because
I do wish it would dock. That's the only thing about it.
There's no reason for me to have... I only need one Switch in my life.
Right.
So there's no reason for me to have one that has less features.
Smart.
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah. Nothing wrong with that.
Mine, I think, would if I do end up getting one, it's mainly just for Holly, too. Because she... What's funny is she prefers to play it undocked, even at home.
I do, too.
She just, you know, likes to play it that way, so...
I prefer docked, personally, but
this me too.
Just for traveling and stuff.
Yeah, I think I prefer docked mode. But I have been... Man, there's something about the undocked mode, like... Just play a couple Mario Maker levels here and there. That's what I've been doing with it right now. Very nice. Though, so yeah, it's, I think it's neat. I think it's what's awesome is that it's a $199 Switch.
Mm-hmm.
Low barrier to entry. I feel like a lot of people are going to be able to, that are going to be willing to jump in at that price point.
I feel like the name doesn't make a lot of sense now, but
that's all right.
It's fine.
I mean,
Wii U never made sense, so it's fine.
It's hard because Nintendo is doing this thing again where they're taking the whole naming scheme and then making it irrelevant for what they're selling. So it does no longer Switch, 3DS, 2DS, you know, like.
I wish they would just go back to using use the code names. Like I want the Dolphin and I want, you know, whatever the code name is. It's always way cooler than whatever they actually name it.
Yeah.
The Wii U kind of made sense in that you had the controller.
Yeah. The spelling
which you could play everything on
was weird, but it made sense. I guess.
I think it's I really like that blue though. The yellow is nice.
I've just always been a fan of yellow. It's just something weird thing about
it. I don't like the gray though.
No,
the gray. Did you see the Pokemon?
Yeah, the Pokemon's really nice. If I was into Pokemon at all, I'd probably get that. I like that the face buttons and everything. The buttons are different colors. And
the question is, I should probably, if I end up getting one for Holly, I probably should just wait till Animal Crossing. Because you have to assume it's going to be an Animal Crossing edition.
Oh, you're probably right.
It's probably true.
So
that won't come with the game.
Imagine a nice green Animal Crossing Switch. That'd be pretty cool. All right, let's move on.
Yeah.
Tetris Effect is coming to PC. Mm-hmm. It's an Epic Games Store exclusive. And it'll be out July 23rd, which I believe is
like a week
from now. July 23rd is 1 week. From today, from the recording of this podcast.
Yeah.
So less than a week from when you're listening to it, the audience. But there isn't a lot to say here other than it's so good and you should play it.
Yeah.
The PC version is going to have 4K support, unlocked frame rates. They also said overall, more particles. It'll be it's like the definitive edition.
But it still won't be in VR.
Yeah, well.
I mean, doesn't have to be is what I'm saying.
What do you mean?
Like
I just don't understand.
Yeah. So on the PlayStation VR, you have to play in VR.
Right.
You don't have to literally. You have to.
You have to.
Yeah. Whereas on PC, like that opens up the door to anybody who can play it.
Right.
Yeah. But I don't know if it'll be as good of an experience in VR on
PC. You couldn't play it in 2D? Like,
yeah, you could.
I thought so. Okay. Yeah.
Why wouldn't it be as good of a PC VR experience?
I don't know. I just feel like you're more encumbered.
Potentially. I just am thinking about how much more processing power. If it's if it's true that they're taking the particles and shit to the max, then
yeah.
Higher res too. So
yeah.
I'm excited to check it out. Hopefully we end up getting that. We'll see.
So we love our PR people because they're the best.
Yeah.
So I wasn't dissing our PR people. I was saying me as in the person who does all the PR like interaction and knows.
It made sense when you said that.
Yeah. I have a request in for it. For Ultimate Alliance. It's just that I didn't know it was coming out this week.
Phil.
Yes.
I'm asking you this because I feel like something tells me that you're a Super Monkey Ball fan.
Nope.
You're not?
I'm not. It's one of the few GameCube games I didn't get too into.
Dang. For some reason, something told me.
Now, if we were talking Billy Hatcher and the Giant Egg or whatever.
Hell was that?
You ever played Billy Hatcher? Sega's answer to Monkey Ball. That's not Sega's answer to Monkey Ball, but it was a game where you rolled around an egg. Huh. Billy Hatcher would roll this egg around.
I've never heard of that.
No.
I maybe have seen it, and I just don't.
I had some friends that were super into Super Monkey Ball, but I never really got into it.
They're re-releasing the Wii Super Monkey Ball game called Banana Blitz.
Oh.
We call it Banana Blitz HD.
The most inferior of all the Monkey Balls.
That's the funny thing, is that when the article I saw, I can't remember who it was, but it was like, this is not a very well-liked Monkey Ball game.
No.
And this is the one they're choosing to remaster. No,
the GameCube ones are way better.
PC, PS4, and Switch, October 29th.
Great.
So
great.
It's just so odd when you see these kind of tone-deaf things like this. Yeah. Like, people want Monkey Ball 1 and 2.
Yeah.
And
it'd be like them re-releasing Tony Hawk's Downhill Jam or something. Like, nobody asked for this.
Wow, that's a deep cut.
Nobody asked.
American Wasteland.
Well, that's better than Downhill Jam.
Man, I would love a new Tony Hawk game that's good.
Yeah. As long as it's better than 5, which as long as it's a game, I guess it would be better than 5.
I remember distinctly when you told me you bought that.
I think that might have been the first time I was on your podcast was to talk about
Tony Hawk.
Tony Hawk 5.
Oh,
it was one of the first episodes.
Dang.
Yep. Yep. I don't really trade games in very often this generation. I no longer have Tony Hawk 5.
It is gone. Get that shit
out of
here.
Get it out of my life.
I would love to get a copy of Tony Hawk's Underground.
Yes.
On PS2. Play that.
Did you crack your watch?
Did I crack my watch? Oh, no. It just has a scratch on the front. Okay. That's a new scratch.
That's the cover.
I didn't see that. Yeah. Okay. But you scared me there for a second.
Well, you scared me. I looked over and thought, what has become?
Yeah, that's a big old scratch on my screen protector.
Okay. At least it's your screen protector.
I was worried there for a second. Here's something really interesting. I think that you guys are going to be into. So, upcoming, the end of the month, Man of Medan.
Oh, yes.
Has multiplayer.
End of the month?
Oh, end of August.
Yeah.
My bad.
Okay.
So, it has multiplayer. There are two different modes. One of them is called Shared Story, which you play online. Okay. And you and another person play through the game at the same time, as far as I know.
Yeah.
And you play as different characters as you play through. That one sounds a little weird to me.
Hard pass.
Because I'm like, how are you going to... You're supposed to, are you playing together like co-op?
Yeah.
How are you supposed to experience the story together?
It makes sense to me. You have multiple characters in the story and you each embody one of them.
Well, because at different times, even in the demo, you separate from the other people. So I'm sure you go off and I don't know. Do you ever play, this is a terrible example, but like the Desert Storm games back in the day?
No.
It was kind of set up that way. Like, so like you start, it's a co-op if you want to call it that, but like, the first person was in prison, and the other person had to break them out of prison. So, like, you were in separate places doing separate things.
So, like, a way
basically, out. Basically, player two is just waiting in jail to be released. Yeah, kind of like a way out, probably.
Like a way out. I mean, you got two people playing.
Doing different things.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
I just assume that means you're not going to have a lot of QTEs.
Right.
Because probably. There would be some latency there.
It'll still be solo, though, too, right? You don't have to play it that way. Okay.
There is a second multiplayer mode called Movie Night, and I just ripped a quote right from the PlayStation blog to explain it. 5 people, you and up to 4 of your friends, can couch co-op. Each player can enter their name and choose which character or characters to play, then simply pass the pad whenever that character is the focus of the game. You can explore, react, make decisions to keep your character alive and stay in the game. When prompted, simply pass controller onto the next player so they can continue with their character. Periodically, the game will present a summary of how each player has played. What do you guys think of that mode?
It scares me.
Scares you?
Yeah.
Why?
It makes me think the game is a lot shorter than I want it to be.
Oh, it's definitely going to be short.
If they're going to put out one every 6 months, you can't expect it to be long.
Is this physical or is this going to be digital only?
It's Bandai Namco putting it out. Hmm. So,
I'm not a multiplayer gamer, so none of this interests me at all.
Yeah, but you and your wife could play it.
She doesn't like scary things.
Yeah.
So
the way I play games like this with my wife, if she'll play them with me, is she's always like, I don't know where the buttons are. So I just hold the controller and when it's her turn, she tells me. Like, we just take alternating turns.
Right.
Yeah.
With decisions. So
I'm excited about this game, but I really think I'm probably just going to rent it and play through it.
Yeah. And then I think it would be fun to have like a Handsome Phantom Man of Medan night.
I would do that. That would be fun.
I don't care about it that much otherwise.
Yeah.
Well, it's, I mean,
it looks like it's going to be great. It's just not my style of game.
Yeah.
No,
I'm very excited for the game.
Yeah. Are you guys ready for some nerd shit?
Always. I thought that's what this whole show was about.
What have we been doing?
Real quick, because I'm humor me on this one.
Glad we got the cool stuff out of the way first.
Jock stuff.
Right.
NVIDIA is adding something called DLSS to Monster Hunter World on PC. That stands for Deep Learning Super Sampling. Now, what I just found interesting about this, so I want to frame in the context of next generation stuff. So this update will allow up to 50% higher frame rates on PC. So it's like free 50% bonus performance on a game.
It's also a game with really bad performance.
Yeah, it is not great.
Yeah.
So, for example, the 2080 was able to hit 34 frames per second in 4K before on PC. And now it's going to hit 54. And this is ultra. So if you just tone down like a couple settings, I'm sure you'll probably be rocking over 60.
Right.
So I just thought this was interesting in that I've been thinking about next gen and like, okay, how are they actually going to do? They were saying 8K and things like that. It's just interesting to me that there's like a software solution that's with these newer, I guess this is with ray tracing cards,
right,
that allow 50% more bonus.
Right.
So
yeah,
I don't know if there's any interesting conversation to be had there.
I mean, it's really exciting, except for the fact that the example they're using is not that exciting as far as advancements.
Yeah.
Yeah. I've never been one to really care how the sausage is made. I just sort of, as long as the games are good, I want
this brings up more questions for me about what you're doing with your PC upgrade than it does about this technology. I'm just curious. I have more questions about your PC upgrade.
Oh, yeah.
But we'll talk about that later.
I was going to say one more thing about this, and I completely am blanking, so we'll just move on.
Cool.
All right.
Okay. Here's a good one. Amazon Game Studios is making a Lord of the Rings MMO.
Yes.
It'll be free to play on consoles and PC, and it'll take place, quote, at a time long before the events of the Lord of the Rings, expanding lands, people, and creatures never before seen by the fans of the Tolkien universe. Mm-hmm. Now, what they really should have said is the Tolkien movie universe.
Right.
Because the Tolkien universe, these people are going to be on top of it.
Yeah.
Unless they're making new shit up.
Yeah.
Right. Right. Right.
Yeah. And that's hard because Tolkien basically covered everything possible.
Yeah.
Except for the events in The Hobbit. He didn't cover most of those. The thing that strikes me is, it's a good thing we're getting a Lord of the Rings MMO because we've never had one before ever at all.
No, we have.
I know.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh. Okay. Sorry. I'm like, what? Do you even play video
hopefully
games?
Did you ever play the old one? Yes, I did.
Was it good?
It was fine.
Okay.
My computer at the time did not run it terribly well. It ran it okay. So I didn't stick with it very long because it was like, there were other games I could play better. But it was fine. It just wasn't, I don't know. It didn't hit the right chord for me. Like, so, I mean, I've played WoW and stuck with it for a while, and I've played Wizardry and stuck with it for a while, but the Lord of the Rings game just didn't stick with me.
How is New World? Have you played New World?
New World.
It's the other game that this studio has made. It's an MMO.
I haven't played it.
I haven't even heard of it. So.
Okay. Well, there you go. I don't know if it's even out yet, but that'll be probably a good judge as to.
I just see. What New I World. Want from a game like this is that I just want to be able to explore the world.
Yeah.
You know, let me go to the Mines of Moria.
Right.
And check stuff out and let it be a huge, you know, thing.
Right.
I don't know if this is a game. I don't know. I don't have a lot of hope for this game being incredible or anything.
Right. New World's not out yet either.
Oh, it's
but
not.
It takes place in like the setting of the movie New World, like 1600s.
Huh.
In America.
Yeah.
Interesting.
It's an MMO too. I'm, from Amazon Studios.
I'm very curious what they're going to do to expand on the lore, essentially, or the places or the people. Because for me, like, I've been a Lord of the Rings fan since, like, I was in, like, the fifth grade or something, which for some people is a lot longer ago than others. It's the fifth grade. I don't know our audience exactly, but so for me, being a Lord of the Rings fan for 20-plus years, I'm like, I know almost everything there is to know. That is important, I guess, about Lord of the Rings. I know all the characters. I know all the places. You're going to have to really throw something in there that catches my eye. Because for me, I don't want, new information, new stuff that doesn't have any bearing. Otherwise, that's just another MMO.
Right.
This MMO has to tie in somehow with the, you know, popular idea of what the Lord of the Rings is. Not necessarily like taking the Ring to Mordor or anything, but I need to have some frame of reference that it's Lord of the Rings and not just like there's an elven character. There's a dwarf character.
Yeah.
It's Middle Earth.
Yeah. I need to play through Shadow of War.
Yeah.
Because I know that they added a lot of things that some people found questionable. So it's always a delicate thing when you're adding to things, something like that.
Yeah.
Shadow of War's. No. Is that the first one? Shadow of War? Shadow of Mordor? Shadow of Mordor was the first one. It's one of the rare games that I started and didn't finish. I just couldn't. I didn't. Once the stealth parts hit
me. Oh, yeah. You're not a stealth guy at all.
Nope.
What was I playing recently that had stealth in it and I was surprised you liked it? Maybe it was Horizon.
Yeah, but they can avoid it.
Well, that's the thing. I didn't use stealth the entire game.
No.
But they focus on it very heavily during the intro.
Yeah.
And I was like, why did Phil love this game so much? He hates stealth. And then I played it and I was like, oh, I get it.
Yeah. Because you don't have to use it.
Yeah.
I didn't use it very much at all.
Are you guys interested in this story behind Red Candle Games and Devotion? Because if not, we can skip this.
Yeah.
This is the one where they got like basically blacklisted in China and they're not able to do business.
It's finally an update.
Oh, okay.
Let's go over it.
Let's make it a 60 seconds or less story.
I can't.
Okay.
60 seconds.
Okay, I'll try
less.
To read this.
It's a new segment.
I'm going to read. They finally made a statement. I'll try to read through
just,
this.
At the carefully. End of 60 seconds, we'll just cut you off.
Greetings. We are. Don't cut me off. Well, I mean, you could cut me off. If you guys are tuning out, cut me off.
All right.
Greetings. We are Red Candle Games from Taiwan. To all of our players, industry, and media friends, we would like to provide an update on Devotion. Number one, for the past 4 months, the art asset. Incident related to Devotion has caused immeasurable harm to Red Candle Games and our partner. We'd like to offer our most sincere apology to all impacted teams and personnel. Red Candle and its partner are assuming all responsibility for the losses. We will not stop in our endeavor to prevent the damage from worsening. Two, this incident has significantly and adversely impacted all parties. Our partners have been making every effort to assist Red Candle. While meditation is still...
Mediation
is still in progress. Red Candle's co-founders have reached a unanimous decision to not re-release Devotion in the near term, including but not limited to obtaining profit from sales, revision, IP authorization, etc., to prevent unnecessary misconception. And the final point. Three, as we reflect on the situation, we notice many players, industry friends, and the media are starting to understand that the incident was indeed a malfunction of project management, not a deliberate act. If, in the future, the public would be willing to view this game rationally and allow us the opportunity to rebuild trust with our players, Red Candle would reconsider re-releasing Devotion. And then they go on saying how they made a critical, unprofessional error, and they were not trying to do a publicity stunt, blah, blah, blah. For anyone who doesn't know, there was a picture of Winnie the Pooh mm-hmm. in the game that was in reference to the president of China.
Right.
And
oh, that situation. I remember that.
Do you?
This whole time feels like, what is this about?
I should have started with that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. I don't know. What the hell do they think they're making? They're not making Metal Gear Solid 7 or 6 or whatever we're up to now. Like, they're making, what, Devotion? Is that the name of the game?
Yeah.
Nobody cares. Does anyone care about this?
People care
about this?
This is a big deal.
Outside of the Winnie the Pooh thing?
I don't know. People cared about that game before it came out.
Really?
Although it was like more of a cult kind of a classic thing. Okay. Now people care about it more in terms of, here's my problem, and I'm about to get real dicey on this situation depending on what kind of perspective you have listening to
it. I feel like I want
to
get dicey too.
People are upset that China is censoring something that they don't like.
Yeah.
But those same people want to censor everything they don't like in the United States.
Yep.
So it's one or the other people. Yep. Either you want censorship or you don't.
And they just flock to negativity.
Right.
Yeah.
Yep.
It's interesting to me that it's all this whole Winnie the Pooh thing is the stupidest shit I've ever seen in my life.
Yes. Unless you were being mocked and being called Winnie the Pooh and you were a world leader.
I've been called worse.
Yes, me too.
Not as a world leader. But
well, I'm not quite a world leader, but I've got some. I've had some influence in the past. Yeah.
There's been a lot more world leaders that have been mocked and called way worse shit.
Yeah.
And have done less. Seems like a very interesting thing to get so upset about.
I'm a city leader who's been called Barney the Dinosaur, and I don't care at all. Wow. So.
Chester Any Cheeto.
References of Barney, throw him in jail.
You're in jail. If your kid watches Barney, you're going to jail.
Yep, you're done.
Oh, man.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm just upset about the double standard, I guess. But
I would like the game to still come out because I heard it was very cool. Huh. Very good game.
Yeah.
I'm sure you could probably. Here's the thing. Morally gray area here, but I'm sure that it's available on the internet to download somewhere.
We live in the morally gray areas.
That's true.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
There's been a big hubbub about G2A lately.
Yes.
I don't know if we want to talk about that. I didn't write anything down.
I don't think we need to talk about it.
Nah.
But I don't know.
I have one last note that's very short.
Is this about this game? Devotion?
No.
Oh.
This is the last news item.
60 seconds or less. It's actually like 8 minutes long.
Yeah.
Not this Friday, but the Friday after, Wolfenstein Youngblood comes out.
Yeah, yeah,
very exciting. I realized when I was on the internet,
it's a dangerous place to go.
It is. Wolfenstein Cyberpilot comes out the same day.
Huh.
Why?
Seems like a mistake.
I just saw this. I had to ask you guys what you thought because
only reason it would be okay is if it was like the Battlefront like DLC. It was just sort of like a little piece that came with it.
Mm.
Buy Youngblood and download Cyberpilot.
Are you ever not on the internet? Is it possible in 2019 to be not on the internet?
No, you're always on.
No. Yeah.
You said something like while I was on the internet.
I'm one of the guys that works for me thinks that robots are going to, well, he's probably not wrong, but he thinks they're going to revolt and take over, and he's pretty afraid of robots.
Damn. I don't know if they're going to be able to take over, but I do think they will revolt eventually.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah. I thought that was a little odd.
Yeah, it's a little odd.
I do have a quick topic for the show that we can kind of end on that Dave suggested for us to talk about and we didn't get to last week.
Ah.
That is, what is your favorite controller of all time? I felt like I have some thoughts on what you guys are predictions for each of you.
Oh, go ahead.
I think Phil
is
going to say the GameCube controller.
You're close. That's one of the top two. It's one of the top
two. That's the only prediction I had.
It's one of the top two. That and the Xbox 360.
Oh, yeah.
Both of those controllers. I mean, for classic controllers, I think the 360 is as good as it gets. And I think the Xbox One went backwards a little bit.
Yes.
But the GameCube controller is very good, but I do think that the 360 would be my number one.
And why is that? Like,
it just feels perfect. Like when you think of a controller, how it should look and feel and everything, it's perfect. Like they went so far from that Duke, by the time the 360 came out. Like, I don't know how you start with the worst controller of all time and by your next console, you've created the best controller of all time. But whoever did that, that should be my shout out. Mm. Whoever created that controller.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think they fucked up with the Xbox One controller.
They did. They took the Xbox steps backwards. One controller. Yep. They took the same idea, but they worsened it. I don't know how they did it.
I hate the buttons.
Yeah.
The buttons feel clicky and bad.
Doesn't make any sense. Yep.
It's too bulky, too.
Yeah.
I have big hands, and I have a hard time getting my hands to all the buttons sometimes.
Yeah, I agree. I don't know what happened from the 360 to the One. I know they didn't want to put out the same controller, but why? Just put it out again.
Yeah.
Or make it compatible.
Well, they're on the new Xbox, whatever it's going to be called, they're allowing, I don't know if they're going to have a new controller. I assume they will want to sell peripherals, but they're allowing you to use the Xbox One controller. And I'm like, let me use the Xbox 360 controller, you cowards.
Oh, man. I've got some nice ones, too. Yeah. Some nice old Halo ones. Ugh.
Ben, I'm guessing that yours is the 360.
What was your prediction before that?
I only had the prediction.
Oh, okay.
You were close, though.
So, with caveats, the current PlayStation 4 controller, if it did not have the touchpad, would be my number one. Now, granted, you could just say don't use the touchpad, and that's my number one. But
it seems reasonable.
Yeah, I would say that, like, otherwise, other than the touchpad, it's perfect. But since there is that negative, I would definitely say the 360. But the DS4 is phenomenal.
Yeah.
I'm going to have to say DualShock 4 is my favorite.
It's a good controller.
It's phenomenal.
It definitely wins this generation. It's a little
edge over the 360 for me.
Yeah. I think the 360 I have more hours in on. So,
Unsung hero, though, is the Switch Pro controller.
Oh, yeah.
Very good.
It's a great controller. It's better than the Xbox One, that's for sure.
The fucking D-pad, though.
Yep. I know.
The D-pad's fucked. It would, honestly, it'd probably be my favorite if it wasn't for that D-pad being bad.
Can't play Tetris with it.
No.
This is the first time, though, that we're venturing into discussing performance of controllers.
Right.
Because up until this point, we've been talking about aesthetics and feel and everything.
Yeah.
So it gets a little different when we're talking about the D-pad.
I want to give a shout out to a controller.
Ooh.
The original Xbox, the S controller.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
I love that controller.
It was a good controller.
I really like that one.
They couldn't have got any worse from that original, the Duke.
That is the biggest 180 in controllers.
Yeah. Yeah.
Now, we only touched lightly on the GameCube, but I did want to talk about it. But GameCube has a strong legacy with that controller.
It does.
I think that's like the most amount of systems on one controller.
Really?
I mean, it's worked on GameCube.
Right.
Wii U.
I get what you're saying now. Switch. Yeah. I misunderstood.
Smash Brothers. It's all because of Smash.
It is. Yep. That is absolutely true.
Yep.
There are people who will not play without that controller, and they also won't play anything but Brawl.
Yeah.
I just thought of this now, but since we've got a couple more minutes, we talked about the best. What about the worst?
Oh, well, that's a tie between a lot of them, I think.
Anything made in the 80s.
Yeah.
It's up there.
Also, for how good the system was, the Dreamcast controller was pretty garbage. I don't like big, bulky controllers, so that's going to be that. The Nintendo 64 controller to play with, but I think that was handled badly. The worst. What is the worst? Probably that Duke. I don't think I could even, like you talked about on the Xbox One, I literally couldn't touch all the buttons. Right. Like, it was just too massive.
I feel like we have to forgive the 80s controllers because they didn't know what a controller was.
Sure.
Until, like, I feel like Super Nintendo was finally like, okay, this is maybe what the lines of what we're supposed to do.
Right.
Right.
Yeah. But as far as modern controllers, I mean, how did the Duke happen? Let's be real.
I don't know.
Who let this happen, Bill?
Andre the Giant must have been like their game tester.
I know they tested them by chiseling out pieces of styrofoam. That's how they like model their controllers.
It's just too massive.
Yeah.
It just seems, I can't believe that someone thought this is a good choice for everybody.
Well, it was their first controller.
It's true.
I mean, that was their first console. And what did they have to compete with at the time? The PlayStation 1, right?
Two.
PlayStation 2, yes. So they were probably trying to go as far, and the PlayStation controllers have always been slimmer.
Yeah.
So they were probably trying to go as far away from looking like a PlayStation controller as they could.
And the PlayStation 2 controllers were not great.
No. They weren't.
They were pretty flimsy and
pretty
garbage.
You know what's a real bad controller, too?
The 3? The PlayStation 3
controller? The 6-axis.
Yes.
That was the launch controller.
Yeah.
Terrible.
Now,
I'll take a touchpad over that any day.
It wasn't it didn't have rumble.
Mm-hmm.
And it was like light as air.
Yep.
And that's about it, right?
Yep.
And then eventually they added Rumble back with the DualShock 3.
The DS3.
Yeah.
Why did that happen? Was it not the DualShock 3 not ready? I want to look that up. That's something that needs to be researched.
Yeah.
That's a good question.
But Yeah, a lot of bad controllers.
A lot of bad controllers.
Yeah. That's all I got for you guys.
That's it.
Any closing thoughts?
Boy. So many thoughts.
I have a thought. Something I want to say real quick.
Okay.
For any listeners of this podcast, this is a very legitimate invitation, we'll say. I really want to find people that will play Destiny 2 with me on PC. So if you're playing Destiny 2 on PC, seriously, hit me up. I just finished all the Forsaken stuff, which was very good. And I want to do some raids.
Nice.
So that's all I'm
gonna say. Yes, it is 2019.
It's 2019. I don't want
you to think this is an old podcast that you just stumbled upon.
New. It's a brand. Brandon's like, what? He heard me two blocks away.
He's busy playing Overwatch, though.
He might be. He picked up Destiny 2 also.
He hasn't played Overwatch in a while.
Huh. Yeah. He used to always like when on Brandon and I's. Was that during Adventure Mode or the podcast before that? That he would always.
You had a podcast before Adventure Mode about video games?
Well, we talked about video games sometimes.
Okay. I think it was Adventure Mode, though, mostly.
Yeah. Well, just playing Overwatch every week. I was like, okay.
That was pretty much it.
All right, let's wrap this up. Thanks, everybody, for listening. It means a lot. We appreciate it. Yeah. As we said earlier, check out handspam.com. Lots of content there. Phil, you just had a review come out.
Yeah, today. Today for Let's Go Nuts.
Let's Go Nuts out on now Switch.
On the Switch. It's been on PC for a bit. Now it's out. I have another one out tomorrow morning.
Very good.
Yeah. Yeah.
I know Holly's Dr. Mario World review.
This comes out on. Yeah. I'm off. I'm sorry. This won't be out. It'll already be out by the time this podcast goes out. Yeah. My days are all.
Yeah.
This
all actually won't.
It won't. It'll be out at some point. I have more reviews coming. Holly has one coming, like Dustin said. So we have stuff. We put out stuff every day.
We've got a few other things on the boiler now.
On the docket.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So to make all this happen, one way that you can support us is go to handspam.com/Amazon and buy stuff on Amazon. That helps support all of us on the team. It helps keep the website running, the podcast hosting, and all that good stuff.
Yeah.
You just shop like you normally would on Amazon, and it gives us a little percent of that. Nothing extra on you.
Yeah.
You know what we really need, though?
Huh?
We need some iTunes reviews.
Yes.
We have a lot more people listening to the show than we have iTunes reviews. So go over to iTunes.
Well, what the heck?
Leave us a review.
Leave a review. It takes 3 seconds.
And if you've listened to this far of the episode, it better be a positive review. Dang it.
Better be. All right, guys. Well, thanks for hanging out. And we'll see everybody next week.
Thanks to State Farm for supporting this show and helping our listeners protect their businesses and lives. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Talk to your local agent today.